So like what like when Baba would say, go to the pictures. I mean, we love seeing the pictures. We love these things. As I said, with Baba, when we had nothing, we enjoyed everything. And not like having everything and enjoying nothing. It was having nothing and enjoying everything. So if Baba told us during the time we were in Guru Prasad in Pune, and a cinema, a movie, theater as you call it, so Baba would say, you'll go and see a film. But it would be just the wrong day, the wrong time for us, You'd, oh no, I would cry. Oh, I'm just through the family letter, just one page left. I'm in the mood for it. This means ironing your clothes, getting all, you know, right, put on your best clothes, because that's the only place you could put them on, and go out. And all those from Bombay and out who had come over to Pune to be in hotels and places nearby Guru Prasad, just on the off chance of being called by Baba, or being allowed to come by Baba, they stayed housebound in those hotels. They'd play games among themselves, but they didn't dare go out, even shopping. Because one day it so happened two of them went out, and that's just the day and just the time when Baba had Erich phone the hotel and say, Baba says you all can come. But then word would be sent around, Mara, Mani and the others are going to the cinema, all just women, and all the other women would rush to that particular cinema, everybody get tickets, and we didn't even know whether the picture was good or not. We hadn't, you know, but Baba would leave that to Arnavas to see it. So what I mean to say is, it wasn't when we wanted it, it wasn't when we felt a mood for it. It has to be, even now, it's not just for us, it's for all of us. Even now, it has to be as he wants, when he wants, on his terms, it's always him. Then the thing is alright, not when we want, or... Especially a joke, I mean, if Baba said, tell a joke. I mean, you look horrified at this big thing that comes in front of you, J-O-K-E, joke. God, what joke? As if you'd never heard of the word, you know? And, or you go blank, especially when Baba tells you to do something. And Baba says, so simple, all I said was a joke, you know? Humorous. Then he would help, say, all right, not a joke, just a humorous incident. All right, just something that happened. But could you do it? Baba also gave an example and said, spirituality also isn't just a mood. He gave an example of this Parsi man who had been to a meeting, a conference, where there would be stories of the saints and ballads of the saints, their praises, their stories in song, and all that, and he got so enthused, he wanted to renounce everything and just, you know, leave the world, leave the home, the family and everything. So he goes to the barber, has his head shaved, puts on a thing, and goes in the jungle, sits under a forest nearby, and sits under the tree, and he's ready for it. But then the mood wears off, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He's beginning to get hungry, and he's wondering what he's doing there. And then the wife at home says, where is that man? Food is ready, it's getting cold, he always does that, you know, never no consideration for others. Bah, bah. So then she finds out where he is. So she comes there with an umbrella and just, you know, says, come on, and of course he's ready. What is this? What is this nonsense? Come on home. I cooked dansak for you, which you like, you know, and I said, what is it? Okay, all right. But he's ready. But it was just a mood. It was never a mood.